The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Kama has been generously sponsored in our Daf Yomi program by our good friend and patron and charter member of our Daf Yomi class, Siyahu Ashar HaKohen and his dear wife, Rina. That Be'ezrat Hashem, they will have continued Hatzlacha, Harvaha, Bechol, Ma'aseh, Yedehem, Bri'ut, health, happiness, prosperity, and much nachat from their children. May they enjoy many years of Shalom Bayit, tranquility, and peace of mind. Amen ve'amen. Amen. ולענו נשמת אברהם בן אסתר ובהשם תלחם בגן עדן אמת הזדף אז בישראל לפרועה שלמה ושם מדינה אינו נפל על ההלו אינו נפל עלו אינו נפל עלו פרט הנפש ופרועת הגוף ופרועתו כלומר למבחין נעשו ולמן אמן את הזדף אז בישראל לפרועה שלמה רחל אינו נפל עלה אין להפרדה, אין להפרדה. פת הנפש ופת הגוף, פת הקרבה למבחין, נסוע ולמובן, אמן. וכן תראה זדף ונדף פה. And we are right on the second line of the Gemara. שאלו תלמידיו את רבן גמליאל, they asked the students of רבן גמליאל, מהו לגדל? What is the deen to be מגדל? שאין בהמה דקה. Can you raise a בהמה דקה? And it's, we learned in the Mishnah, you're not allowed. But they're asking seemingly a simple question. Can you raise sheep or goats in Eretz Yisrael, amal hem mutar. Yeah, no problem. What do you mean? The Mishnah clearly says you cannot raise them. Ela hakika ba'umine, ma'u lishot. Oh, lishot, not to raise them. Which means, are you allowed to keep them in Eretz Yisrael? Meaning to for a certain period of time. Amal hem mutar. Ubevad shelo tetze v'tere'e be'eder. Yes, you can keep them so long as they do not go out in the flock. אלא כושרה בקרעי המיטה. If you want to bring an animal into Eretz Yisrael, בהמה דקה, the only way is you have to tie it to your bedpost, which means you cannot leave it in your backyard because it's going to roam. Therefore, the only way you can keep them in Eretz Yisrael is to tie it to your bedpost. Now she says, אלא כושרה ורבנן פליג יעלה את רבן גמליאל. Rabbis argue. Rabbis say, even on tying it to your bedpost, you cannot. That's the Mishnah. Right? Mishnah said you can't bring it into your he's giving you a new stipulation, Rabban Gamliel. He's saying if you bring it into Israel with a tying it to your bedpost, which means that's not going to go out and eat, it's okay. But again, as she says clearly, the rabbis argue on this. Okay. They say you're not allowed to, only the 30-day rule the rabbis agree to. The 30 day before the holiday, 30 days before the wedding, the tabach. But stam, for a regular guy just to bring animals in and tie it to his bed, they don't trust it, no good. Taru Rabbanan, the Gemara tells a story. Ma'aseh b'chasidecha chayeha goneyach milibo. He had heart problems. Chasid, he was having problems with his heart. Sha'adu lerofim, so he asked the doctors. Ve'amru eno takana, nothing going to help him. Ad shi'inak halaf roteyach, until he actually sucks the hot milk from the sheep. So therefore, he needs hot milk that's going to cure his heart. So what did he do? Mishacharit. So from morning to morning. So every morning he has to, that's his prescription. He has to nurse, so to speak, from the hot milk of the animal. Ve'viu lo ez. So they brought him a goat. Ve'kashru lo b'karei hamita. And they tied it to his bedpost. Ve'ya yonik mimen ha'mishacharit l'shacharit. And every morning he would be yonik from it. Leyamim nechnesu chavarav lebakero. One day his friends came to visit him. Kivan shenau ota ez keshura b'karei hamita. I can't believe it. They see the guy has a goat in Eretz Yisrael tied to his bedpost. Hazru l'achorim. The rabbis went to visit him. They said, we got to get out of here. They turned back. The amru v'steam mizuyim b'beto shel zeh. The guy has armed robbers in his house. This is an armed robber. Because the sheep goes around and the goat goes around and steals and eats from other people. The guy's housing an armed robber. The aru nichnasim eslo. And then we're going to go and visit him. Yezru batku. They went and they checked this guy out, this chassid. Ve'lo matzu bo ela oto avon shel ota ha'ez. The only sin that they were able to find in his roster is this sin that he brought a goat into Even at the time of his death, the Hasid said, "Yodei ani she'en bi avon el avon oto ha'ez she'avarti al devrei haverai." Because I went against the words of my friends. Now, this is over here a very difficult story to understand, because the Chavra needed to keep him alive. So the Chavra, if it's in Yana Pikuach Nefesh, so what do you want? First of all, you have Rabban Gamliel says you could tie it to the bed. Okay, but obviously the rabbis argued. So therefore, he was following Rabban Gamliel, which is Da'at Yahid, and that was wrong, because really you have to follow the opinion of the Rabbim. But if you say it was Pikuach Nefesh, so therefore what's the Yana? Unless you have to say that it wasn't Pikuach Nefesh. Unless you have to say that what? Right? He had a, something that he was able to...
But the Ophim said, and not Takana.
So he says over here, the Me'iri writes over here, that's only talking about a Takana, Mi'uhedet, U'mechashash lefseh darabim, ra'u l'achmed ba biyoter. Me'fashim mitkashim, sof, eno ilesu b'rabbanan. Right? We're being so machmed over here. So one says, Hasid lo haya chole mesukan. Okay, that's one answer. He wasn't mesukan. It wasn't so dangerous. Those are the ways you have to say. It wasn't that
minor.
It was a minor ailment. You have to say. So therefore, he should have stayed suffering because of the rabbis. Once the rabbis make a takana, it's takana. You know, to go against it. Comes the Gemara and says. Comes the Gemara and says, Amar Bishmael. Rabbi Ishmael said, "Mebaale batim shebagalil alion hayu bet Abba." My father was from the baale batim in the upper Galilee in Israel. What's the reason why the Galilee was destroyed? Shayu marain bechorshi, because they used to raise animals nemadaka bechorshim in the fields. Now the chara we said is permitted in the fields, the horshim in the yard when there's no settlement, it's okay. So why should it be destroyed? We'll see in a second. V'danin dinei mamonot b'yachid. And they also would judge dinei mamonot, monetary cases. They would judge it with one judge. What I was saying, v'afapi shayu lahem horshin samuch lebatehem. Now even though it was horshin samuch lebatehem, which means they did not raise the animals next to their homes, they were raising the animals far away from the yeshuv. So what's the problem? That's really mutar. Why should the Galil be destroyed because of something that really was permissible? There was one field, small field that was in the way, that was the way they had to bring the animals to the field. They had to cross this guy's small field. And they had to cross over that one small field to get it to the remote areas. And as a result, to get to the forest, as a result, they got punished. Look at Ashi. Ba'afalpi shayu horshin samuch lebatehen. Ashi says, ve'lo hayu ro'in basedot ahirin. They were not grazing in other people's fields. U'mishum horshin neka gezer. There's no gezer over there. Like we learned, you're allowed to raise the animals over there. Even according to Tekanat Yoshua was permissible. So it comes again what on says, they got punished because there was sadeh ketana, and they crossed over that little guy's field over there. And therefore that caused them destruction. So you see the avon of gezel, how severe it is, that even one small parcel of land, because they crossed their animals over, they went against the tekanav, the hakamim, but manan, the galil, was destroyed. I don't know, banan. Ro'esh, asat teshuvah. So you have a guy, he bought all sheep and goats in Eretz Yisrael. He went against the tekanav, the hakamim. He's raising behemad daka be'eretz Yisrael. All of a sudden, he comes to Shi'ur one day. He reads the Mishnah. Emigadin behemad daka be'eretz Yisrael. He says, "Shemai, I didn't know this." So now he wants to make teshuvah. No, what are you going to tell the guy? Get rid of all your stock? He can't make. How can he do that? It's too much of a loss for him to get rid of all his animals. So the Gemara says, "En mahaymin otodim kol miyad." We don't obligate him to sell everything immediately. Let him sell it a little at a time, so they can get the right price. In order that the Hakamim was smart. They wanted to make the guy easy to make teshuvah. If they tell the guy, you got to sell everything in one day, pay up, it's too hard to make teshuvah, I'm not going to make teshuvah. So they said, okay, slowly, slowly, get rid of the inventory. You have a ger. What happened? He inherited from his estate, or his father, whatever it may be, a whole thing of pigs and dogs. Now it happened, or he converted. And he converted now. Well, he has the pigs. When he was a boy, he's allowed to have these things. Now he converts. What do you tell the guy? Oh, the day he converts, you got to get rid of all your dogs, get rid of all your pigs. It's a big hefset. Similarly, v'chen mishen adar nikach bayit v'nikach isha be'eretz Yisrael. That made a neder. He wants to push himself to do a good deed. So the halakha says sometimes you can make a neder mitzvah. You push yourself. The neder is in. It's called. You make a neder to push yourself to do something. You know what? I'm making a neder. I'm buying a house in Israel and I'm going to get married. So we say ein v'chayvin oto nikach miyad. Ad she imsa et ahogenet no. You know, sorry? The first house you see, and the first girl you see, marry her. Because you made a neder. No. You don't have to go right away. But otherwise, people are not going to make such nedarim anymore. Because they're going to say, well, the rabbi's going to enforce it immediately. I'm not going to get the quality. Well, you go slow. You do it quick. But we don't tell him he has to marry the first girl that he sees. You know what? Until he finds somebody that is ahogenet, somebody that is suitable for him. Umaseh b'shachat. The story of a lady, the child was giving her a lot of grief. The kid was giving her a hard time, the parent. So she was so angry, she was so nervous on this child. She got up and she made a shivwa and she says, "Call me shiavo any mahazirato," which means anybody that comes to marry this kid, the first one, I'm getting rid of him. She made a neder. She can't stand the kid. The first one that comes and gives an offer, we're giving him. It was a girl. So she says, "What happened?" Kafsu alea bnei adam she'ena mehuganim. All of a sudden, the first guy that showed up was a bum, but she made an edit. Oh, the first guy that shows up, I'm getting rid of her. And who came? People that were not proper. Ushebad avaritz tachachami. So I went to the rabbis. What do we do? She had kavana. You know, she said the first one. She meant, she said it in a way, she doesn't want the child to marry someone that's not hagun. The first good one that comes. Not gonna. She said it in that way over, but she never meant she's going to give the child over to somebody that is not hagun. Therefore, the Achamim said, it's okay. Let's read it again, boys. That's midayek. Umaaseh b'isha achat. The story of the lady, your mother, she was widowed. Shaya ben Ami had said, our boy was giving her a hard time. Ben Ad says, right? The cops have nishba'ah, so you know what? You can't take it anymore. Kol mishavo, eini mahazirato. The first one that comes, I'm going to get married to him. It'll be a consolation for us. I'll get married. The cops have ben Adam, shalom hogani. First guy shows up, and I'm hogani, he's a bum. And as she's stuck, she made an edit. Even though she made such an edit, she really intended only for somebody that's hagun. No, she didn't intend to go take somebody that's not hagun. Just like they said that you're not to raise behema daka, meaning a sheep or a goat, and it's hayadaka. Hayadaka would be, for example, a deer. And things like that, that's also forbidden. Ishmael omer, megadelim kelabim kofrin v'hatulin the kofin, the holdot sinaim. Let's go to each one of these items. Bishmael says you're allowed to raise kelabim. Okay, dogs. Kofrin,
cats.
Hatulim,
monkeys.
Hatulim, cats. What's kofrin? Kelabim is a type of cat. Dogs. Correct. Kofrin, comma. Hatulim, small dogs. Is kofrin, small dogs. Hatulim is cats, kofin, monkeys, veholdot, weasels, sinaim.
Holdot sinaim, a bush.
Is, they go in the bushes, in the thorn bushes, like. Now, what's the reason why all these animals you're allowed to raise in Eretz Yisrael? They clean the house from mice and rats, from rodents. So these serve a purpose over here, right? They get rid of the mice. So therefore, it's like extermination. So we leave them in the leave them. My holdot sinaim. Okay, now we understand what these things are. What is holdot sinaim? These weasels that are in the bushes. Amar of Yehuda, shirtza harza.
Creeping digging animal.
A creeping digging animal. Shirtza is a shirt. It's creeping. Harza, it digs like a mole of some sort. V'ika de amri. Some say harza de katine shakia. Vidaya. It's a certain type of stinging animal that has little legs. right? Thin legs. The katinesh shakya has small legs. V'daya benev vardini, and it grazes
between the bushes.
Right, by the bushes. Benev vardini. Umay shadza. Why do they call it a shed? It's really not a shed. It's not a creeping, crawling creature. So this is the metatae shakya. And these are small legs. So it looks like a shed. It's because its legs are very short. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav. Asinu atzmenu bebabel. Once the Jewish people moved to Babel, so Babel became like Eretz Yisrael. There's Yishuv, everybody has land, so the same law applies. Everybody's going to bring their Behemah Dakah to Babel. What's going to happen? The animals are going to eat everybody's property. So they said, you know what? We made the rule in Babel. Eretz Yisrael. Amad Rav Adabar Havad Ravuna. Didach Mai. Oh, it seems Ravuna had Behemah Dakah in Babel. So Rav Adabar Havad comes along and says, hey, what about you? Who allowed you to bring Behemah Dakah? What are you doing? What about the Gezerah? He says, Amale, Didan, Kamintera Lehu, Hova. Says, don't worry, Hova, that was the name of Rebuna's wife. She's watching it. She takes care of it. She's very careful. And she's, takes care, make sure that they don't go out and damage. Amale, so he says, we read this rhetorically, Hova. Tikbirinu libna. What is Hoba gonna bury her children? What is he saying? So it's two explanations. Either he was saying like I just told you, that's not those footnotes, rhetorically meaning, what do you mean? She doesn't have children to raise? Did she bury her children already? She's too busy raising her children. How does she have time to watch the animal? Hoba tikbirina imbina? What? Did Hoba bury her children yet? As if to say, she has time for this? Her children are still alive. Or he was saying it, what is this over here? We made a takana. And now you're telling me she's watching? You make such an exclusion? The rest of the life of the Rav Adab Rav, as long as he was alive, the children of Chobah did not live. Because it came out of his mouth. Once already, he didn't mean to kill them. Once already, the rabbi said, Hoba, tikbirina lebena. All the children that came from Hoba to Ravuna died. Like the Gemara says in Kohelet, once the shalit, the king, releases words from his mouth, even though he didn't mean them, but already it happened. Gemara continues, Ika de Amre, Amar Ravuna, Amar Rav. Ravuna said the name of Rav, Asinu Atzmenu Bebabel, Ke'eretz Yisrael Behemah Dakah. We made ourselves in Bavel, like Eretz Yisrael, regarding Behemah Dakah, that we do not raise sheep and cattle in Bavel. Why? Michi Atah Rav LeBavel. From when Rav moved to Bavel, that's when it was enacted. Because when he moved, many Jews moved with him. And as a result of that, the Yishuv in Bavil became very populated. Therefore, the Hakamim did not want the people to raise these animals, Behemah Dakah, because they eat other people's lands. And therefore, it's going to affect the settlement. Therefore, they made a Tekana, just like they made in Eretz Yisrael. Rav Ushmuel, Ve'rav Aseh, three rabbis, Ikli'u neve Shivua Habben. They got to the Seudah of a Shivua Habben. Shivua Habben, that she says, Brit Milah. Hashem Shavru Alav Shivat Shamim. So they called it Shavu Habben. Because a week passed, and they would make a Saudat, Brit Milah. Ve'am Lilah, Lebe Yeshua Habben. And some say they went to a party called Yeshua Habben. That she says, that's Pidyon. Because after 30 days, the child is redeemed. And the Aramaic interpretation of the word Yeshua is Purkan. Purkan is a redemption. So therefore, either they're at a bina or they're at a pidyon. What's the point? Rav lo ayil kamed Shmuel. Rav did not want to enter the room before Shmuel. Now we're going to have a story where the rabbis, each one is giving kavod to each other, but they don't want to walk into the room. So Rav doesn't want to go in front of Shmuel. Ushmuel lo ayil kamed Rav Aseh. Now Shmuel did not want to go in front of Rav Aseh because Rav Aseh was greater than Shmuel. Rav Aseh lo ayil kamed Rav, and Rav Aseh did not want to go in front of Rav because he was the Rav was the rabbi of Rav Aseh. So he was a Talmid. So therefore, everybody has a reason, but nobody wants to go in front of everybody. Amre, so the students that were with them, they said, Man Nitra. Which one should wait outside? Which is, which rabbi should wait outside until the others go in? They were trying to understand, really, who should go in first and who should wait outside? Nitrah, or actually, Man Nitrah, right? Who should be Matriah to stay outside? So it says, Nitrah Shemuel. Let Shemuel wait outside. V'nite Rav v'Rav Aseh. And let Rav go in, and then the student Rav Aseh, and then Shemuel. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? V'nitrah Rav, do the opposite. Let Rav stay outside, and let Rav Aseh and Shemuel walk in. Or Rav Aseh, or let Rav Aseh wait outside, the student, and let Shemuel go in, and then Rav, which means, what's the difference? Why they were saying one way over another? Because it seems Shemuel cannot go in front of Rav Aseh, because Shemuel is a student. Or Rav, can I go in front of Rav? So let Rav or Rav Aseh stay outside, let the other go in, and then Shemuel will go in after them. So the Gemara says, the Rav milta be'alma hu de'avad le'l Shemuel. Oh. Really, Rav, the reason why I was giving him kavod is because of a story. Rav really was greater than Shemuel. So why did he afford him the kavod? They didn't want to go into the room first? Because of the story. Meshum ha'u ma'aseh delatyeh. Because of the story that we learned once that he cursed him. What happened? Shemuel was a doctor. He did the medicine. Rav one time had problems with his stomach. So he gave him the drink. And he wasn't showing him where the bathroom was. He felt that that was part of the rifuah. Rav got upset that Shemuel not showing him where the bathroom is, so he cursed him. He cursed him that he shouldn't have children. And that's what happened. The kachaveh. He said his children did not make it. So therefore, as a result, Rav felt bad, so he used to appease Shemuel by giving him extra kavod. So Rav did not go in, not because he felt Shemuel was greater than him, because of the ma'aseh. Okay, so therefore, anyway, that's why Rav waited outside. So Rav waited outside to give kavod to Shemuel. Shemuel waited outside in order to give kavod to Rav Aseh. So after the Talmidim came along and said, we should be Matiach Shemuel, really. That's what they understood. Adbere Rav Ale. That's why Rav was respecting him. Adbere respected him. Therefore he gave him kavod. He was no hegbo kavod because of the story that he cursed him. Anyway, the Gemara says, correct. Comes the Gemara at the hachi, in the interim, at the shundra, to the party, also the cat showed up. Kat'ele yadad yinuka, and it bit off the hand of the baby. Either the baby that they were doing the brit milah to, or the baby they were doing the pinyon to. Cat came in, bit the hand off. The fak Rav, so Rav left the party and said, V'darash hatul mutal lehorgo. You see a cat in the street? Kill it. V'asu lekayyemo. And you're not allowed to leave it alive. V'en bo mishum gezel. And don't worry about gezel. Don't worry about it. You took it from somebody's, from the owner. V'en bo mishum hashav avedah leba'alim. And you don't have any problem of returning it, a lost cat. You have no problem, you have to return it to the owner. So Gemara says, what are all these statements for? Because the bottom line, the other, it's a dangerous animal. See, cats are dangerous, therefore, get rid of them. So the Gemara says, V'chev ande amart, mutal lehorgo. Once already, Rav said, you're allowed to kill the cat. Mai niu tu, asur lekayemo. What do you mean? It's forbidden to keep it alive. Hainu ach. You're allowed to kill it, it's asur to keep it alive. What do you have to say both statements for? You're allowed to kill it, but there's no isu to keep it alive. That's what you would have thought. That what? That no. It's permissible to kill it, and it's asur not to. And you have to kill it. If you just would have said mutal lehorgo, you would have thought, mutal, but you don't have to. Kamash mutal lehorgo va'asur lekayemo. You cannot leave it alive. Amre, v'chema de amat endo mishum gezel. Once you tell me there's no gezel, if you steal, if you take the cat in order to kill it, it's not considered gezel. Mind you too, and what mishum hashavat aveda lebaalim. What do you have to tell me? There's no problem of hashavat aveda. Because if you can, there's no gezel, you don't have to return it to the owners. So Rebbe Rav says, Amar Ravina le'oro, to the skin. Meaning if you found the cat dead already, you do not have to return it to the owner for its hide. You're able to keep it. Metivir, the Gemara has a question. So the Gemara is assuming what? Cats are dangerous. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar omen megadelin kelamin kofrim. We learned on the Amud Rishon. You were allowed to raise small dogs, the hatunim and cats, the kofin and monkeys, the huldot sena'im and these type of weasels that are in the bushes. Bepneh sha'asuin lenaker et abayit, because they rid the house from mice. So therefore we said you're allowed to raise them. So you see why you're allowed to raise a cat. So what is Rav saying? You have to kill the cats. Gemara says, lakashya. Ha bi'uchma, ha bi'havra. Depends what color. Black cat is okay. White cat, dangerous. What do you mean the Gemara says? Beha ma'ase de Rav, uchma havatam. Oh. Gemara says, in Rav's case, it was a black cat. So you see, but he still killed it. Gemara says, yeah, but you don't know the history of that cat. Uchma bar havrava. It was a black cat, the son of a white cat. Oh. Ve'ame baya baya le Ravina. Ravina had a question regarding that. De'ba'ay Ravina, uchma bar havra ma'u. That was Ravina's question. White cat, we know we're dangerous. But what about a black cat, the son of a white cat? That was a she'edah. And here, I'm not saying so pashut, you kill it. It was, no, no, no. Ki kamibayil Ravina, when Ravina had the question, bi'uchma bar havra bar'uchma. That was a black cat, the son of a white cat, who was the son of a black cat. Its origin is really black. However, Rav's case was, Ma'asid Rav bi'uchma bar'chivara bar'chivara. In Rav's case, it was a black cat from white lineage, the father and the grandfather as well. So therefore, there was no she'era. Mara continues, Amar Rav Acha bar papa mishum Rabbi Abba bar papa mishum Rabbi Ada bar papa Va'amni la Amar Rabbi Abba bar papa mishum Rabbi Chaya bar papa mishum Rav Acha bar papa Va'amni la Rabbi Abba bar papa mishum Rabbi Acha bar papa mishum Rav Halila bar papa. Matri'in al ha'chichuch b'Shabbat. Okay, now we're talking about the plagues and different things that happened in Klal Yisrael. When Hachamim allowed us even to blow the shofar and the trumpets on Shabbat in order to gather the people to make tefillot and make special prayers. Number one, ala hikuch. That's a certain type of boils that cause people to scratch. Ala hikuch. Vedelet haninaelet. Literally that means a door that was closed. Person has a door that was closed on him. He cannot have, he doesn't have success. The door is being closed on him. Simply, it means he doesn't see this beracha in his parnasa. Lo beberat patach. The door is closed, so generally speaking, it doesn't open that fast. And therefore, for this guy, he can blow the shofar on Shabbat to make a special tefillah. Valokeach bayit be'eretz Yisrael. And if somebody buys a house in Eretz Yisrael from a goy, kodvin alav ono afilu b'Shabbat, you're able to write the ono, the receipt, even on Shabbat, because they want to make such a big thing of the mechirat Eretz Yisrael. They want you to buy the land up, so they let you write the nishtar. You don't write it up; the goy writes it up. But you're allowed to tell him to write it up for you. Even though normally Amirat La'akum is Asur. Shvut is Asur. Peshion HaMenachah Deoraita. Ketivaz Deoraita. In this case you can tell the goy to write it for you in order to make the sale. Like Gemara says. Metiveh. We learned in Masechet Ta'anit. Ush'ar pur'aniyot ha-medrageshot u-ba'ot ha-la-sibur. Kegon hikuch. Which is other types of tragedies that come onto the sibur. For example, hikuch, that's boils that cause people to scratch. Hagav, that's the grasshoppers that causes the damage in the fields. Zvuv, that's the flies that come and bite the people. Sra'a is the hornets. They also sting. V'yitush, yitush is really the small bugs. Mosquitoes that go in the eyes, and they go up the person's nose. V'shiluah, nechashim v'achrabim, and snakes and scorpions that are damaging. Lo ayu matri'in, which means on Shabbat, that would not be an excuse enough to blow the shofar. Ela tzu'akim, and they just scream out, say anenu, they pray. So we have a question. We just said fe'ikuch, even blow the shofar, take the shofar out. So here it says fe'ikuch yedot. So the Gemara says there are two types of boils. Lakasha, kan belah, kan beyavish. It depends. If you have moist boils, they're not as bad as the dry ones. V'kan b'yevish. How do we know that the dry boils are the most severe? Because those were the boils that Borei Olam brought on the Egyptians. Makat Shechin. How do you know? Tamar Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. Shein shevi HaKadosh Baruch Hu al HaMisriim. The boils that God brought on the Egyptians. Lach b'bahutz b'yevish b'bifnim. It's moist on the outside but dry on the inside. Shnei Emar. V'hi Shechin ha-ba'bu'ot poreach b'adam. It was moist on the outside, poreach bebachutz, but on the inside it was indeed dry. And therefore, if Borei Olam brought that one on the Egyptians, that must be the most severe one. So therefore, there's between lach and yevesh. V'delit ha-nin'elet lo b'mera tipatach. We said the door that's closed, it doesn't get open that quickly. Maihi, what is this referring to? Morzutra amar, simicha. They were trying to give simicha to a certain hakam. Right? The rabbi decided we're going to give this guy simicha. And they're going to give him the title of Rabbi. But what happened? It got delayed. So the Gemara says over here, once items like this get delayed, usually they don't end up happening. It doesn't work out. But it says, Rav Ashi Amar, Rav Ashi said, Kol ha-miri'in lo, lo b'mera metibim lo. Wow. In Shamayim, if they put him on the bed list, and they miri'im lo, it's not so fast as the guy's mazal change, where they start to do good to him. Which means that it's not so simple. When the mazal of a person's bed, it's not so simple. That's what the Gemara says, in Shabbat, le'olam yibakesh adam shelo yihele. A person should always pray, he should never get sick. Because once he gets sick, now already he has to get his zechut to get better. So therefore, he should pray that his mazal always remains good. Because once already his mazal turns, now he needs zechut for the mazal to change. Rav Hamid Difti Amar, le'olam en mitivim lo. Wow. Rav Hamid Difti says, no, it's not hard to change, it never changes. Velohi. That's not so. He just had a personal story. Rav Hamid Difti miltad nafshehu da'amar. And there was a story with Rav Hamid Difti where the rabbis wanted to appoint him as Rosh Hashiva, but it kept on getting pushed off. And therefore he ended up not getting the job as Rosh Hashiva. They tell the story. The story goes like this. Baba Bata Daf Yud Bet. The story goes like this. Who are we talking about? Rav Hamid Difti. The story is like this. Shama Mor Bar Rav Asheh. Mor Bar Rav Asheh once heard from a shoteh. He said, in the Ir Mata Mahsiya, the city of Mahsiya, Yimnu Rosh Hashiva. Lemi Shechotam Shemot Tibyomi. Somebody that has the name Tibyomi, the Shoteh kept on saying, he's going to become Rosh Hashiva in Babel. Mikivan Shemot Baravashi Atzmo Ya Chotam Shemokin. Mot Baravashi, that's what they called him. Tibyomi, that was his name. So he went there to get the, to take the job. Hevin Shigi Ashaton at Marut Rosh Hashiva. Mir Machsiya. Halach lesham. He went there. Ubintayim nimu achamim sham nimot et Rav Hamid Difti Rosh Hashiva. In the interim, the rabbis already voted to put Rav Hamid Difti as Rosh Hashiva. Mekivan sheba mor barav asheh. Mor barav asheh comes along. Shalchu shne achamim nito memenu reshut al menuyo shel Rav Acha. So they went to mor barav asheh to get permission to put Rav Acha as Rosh Hashiva. And they sent two emissaries to get permission from the rabbi. It's no. Mor Bar Rav Asheh said, stay here, don't go back. Harkach, they sent two more hachamim. That is four rabbis there. He tells them, stay here with me. And then they sent two more rabbis. At the end of the day over here, there were 10 rabbis over there. Then what happened? Once you had 10 rabbis, you had yeshiva. So he started to be Doresh. Bingo, he became Rosh Yeshiva. So that's what happened. So he lost his job, Rabbi Hamid Ifti. So he said, once a person's mazal, it's not destined, he loses it forever. He cannot get it back. So he goes, nah, he was talking for his own situation. Okay. So he said, if a person buys a house in Eretz Yisrael on Shabbat, he can write the receipt, afilu b'Shabbat, even on Shabbat. Kabbalah says, b'Shabbat sol kadatach? What do you mean? They're going to be so lenient, they're going to Jew write a shtar on Shabbat? Ela kadamar avatam, omer l'nochri ve'oseh. Amira l'akum, he can tell the goy to write it. Hachaname omer l'nochri ve'oseh. Ve'afagav da amira l'nochri shevuti. You know, normally telling a goy to do something on Shabbat is Yisud Rabbanan, Meshum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, Gazu b'Rabbanan. To settle the land of Israel, the rabbis did not make a gezerah. Amar Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yonatan, Halokeyah Ir be'Eretz Yisrael. Person buys a city in Eretz Yisrael. Kofin oto likach la derech me'arba rokoteha, which means the Beit Din is going to obligate the person to buy access roads on all four sides of the city, in order that the piece of city that he bought, is connected and has access to the other parts of Eretz Yisrael. Because, again, it's part of the settlement of Eretz Yisrael that the cities are connected, it's cohesive. So therefore, when a person buys a city, he's got to make sure that there are roads that connect it to the rest of Eretz Yisrael. Baruch Adonai L'Olam. Amen.